Hey everyone, it is your girl T. Welcome back to the Chat of Tea podcast. Happy Wednesday. I hope that you're all doing well. It's getting warmer outside. It's time to get your summer fits ready. Okay, baby, it's time to pop out. So today's episode is about all the shit I'm literally so tired of hearing about, all the arguments, all the debates. As a disclaimer, these are all my opinion and that's just that. Let's jump right into it. All right, so the first one is this whole, do you consider blank a date? I am so tired of this, honestly. And this topic has had social media in a chokehold. And I just want us to free ourselves from it, okay? I want us to just let it go, right? And for the most part, it's always, how do I say this? It's always the broke-ass people. Right, I'm just gonna say specifically the broke ass men. Anyway, complaining about not wanting to take women out, but be so quick, right, to want to invite a woman over to their crib. Like, what if she's an axe murderer, sir? You want to invite her to the place that you lay your head at night and not out in public? I don't understand, honey. I'm not understanding. As far as the whole date thing, listen, if you can't afford to date, you really don't have any business dating. And I mean this in the most nicest way. Is nicest even a word? I mean this in the most nice way possible, right? I just feel like you need to focus on getting your money up and not your funny up, right? Dating is just not for you at the moment. And that's okay, right? Fun shit costs. It really does. And honestly, if you know that someone is out of your league, they're out of your budget, like you can't afford them, why try to humble them or try to bring them down or make them feel bad for wanting expensive shit or wanting to do fun shit? Like I said, fun shit is gonna cost. You can date someone who is within your budget, someone who is within your tax bracket. Like, you don't have to go out of your league. I don't understand why people do that, honestly. Just date within your tax bracket. Date what you can afford. If you can afford a $40 date, then date somebody that isn't gonna go over that $40. All right, like, let's be real. Okay, let's be honest. Okay, imagine trying to belittle someone and make them feel bad for wanting what they want because you cannot meet their standards, right? You can't meet them where they're at. Also, just an FYI, eating McDonald's in your car is not a date. So next is this whole thing about that everyone cheats, right? And that every man cheats. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a goddamn minute now. I know and understand that relationships are not always going to be perfect. Like, you're going to have your off days. You're going to have your rough patches. Like, that's totally normal. But that does not include cheating. Cheating is not a part of the ups and downs. I just hate how some raggedy ass people have completely like normalized infidelity, right? Unfaithfulness, right? Being disloyal to your partner, right? Oh, that's normal. Everyone's gonna cheat. You know, sometimes a man has to fulfill his needs with other people. Like, no, 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 no. Okay? And I don't want to down anyone who stays with a cheater, but I just can't do it. I've done it already and I realize that I don't want that for myself. So if you want to cheat, I just hope you're ready to die. I just hope that you know that I'm probably going to sing to the Lord. I'm probably going to sing to the Lord because that shit's just not okay. Like, not everyone cheats. Just because you cheated or because your man cheated or your woman cheated does not mean that everyone cheats, right? That shit is not normal. Cheating is not okay. And yeah, I do know people that, you know, have worked through it. Obviously, there are couples and even married people who go to counseling because of their infidelity issues. But over here, CWT fam, we ain't doing that, all right? Somebody want to cheat? Cut them loose. That's it. Like, we're not going to be cheating back. No. Like, cheating is such a deal breaker. And if you are going to cheat, like, can you be smart about it? Make sure you're not cheating with nobody that's not on the same level as your current partner. I don't even want to advocate for cheating, but... And also, don't put that shit on social media. Like, you done dogged your girl out. You gave her the clap like 10 times. And you just like, she stuck through it all. Like, she a rider. No, she's a fucking fool. So just keep that on social media if you're gonna cheat. So another little argument or just this dumb shit that just irks me is the whole, well, what was she wearing? It's honestly so ignorant to say some shit like that when it comes to rape and sexual assault, because it's just like some people are so programmed to believe that what you're wearing, it justifies your rape or it justifies your sexual assault or harassment, right? And this is like, no one, and this goes for men and women, no one deserves to be touched without consent, right? No one deserves to be taken advantage of. No one deserves to be coerced into having sex. Like, no one, period. I don't care if you want to walk outside butt-ass naked, right? It does not mean that you want to be touched. It does not mean that you deserve to be touched, right? It doesn't mean you're asking for it. And there's really just a special place in hell for the people who believe that shit. And why is the blame always placed on the victim? Like, oh, what were they wearing? You know, what were they doing? What was she doing, you know, that made him want to do that? Like, no. Why doesn't he have the restraint to keep his hands to his fucking self? Why didn't he ask for consent? You know what I mean? Like, don't they know that it's fucked up to take advantage of someone? Right? There's no excuse for touching someone without consent. And newsflash, rapists don't rape clothing, they rape people. So enough with that, what were they wearing bullshit. Number five, this whole idea or just this argument of like having kids young and not having kids young. And honestly, just do what works for you. This whole, you'll be raising your child at 35 while I'm chilling with my teenage child. First of all, since when was 35 even old? Right? And who even said that parenting ever stopped? Right? And I just found this so funny and a little bit disheartening, because like, who said that all women wanted to reproduce or that everyone's life goal is to be a mother? Right? Who said that? Who came up with that? I want to talk, because that's not the case. It's not the case at all. And why is this conversation of like having kids and not having kids always geared at women? Women are supposed to grow up and just become mothers. Like, that's their only way of being fulfilled in life, or that's their only way of like ever having a successful life, right? Being a mom. Like, and don't get me wrong, like, I'm not a mom, but moms are awesome. You know, the moms are doing their thing, taking care of their kids. They own their shit, raising their children, right? Right? But it's just like, not everyone wants to be a mother. And that's fine, right? Some shit ain't adding up. And honestly, it just be some of the young, miserable moms who didn't really plan on having no baby. And it's unfortunate, like, it is what it is. But it's just like, why are you even trying to, like, shun and make fun of women who are living a child-free life? And it's also this thing where, like, even though there are some women who don't want to have children, there are some women who don't have the ability to have children, right? There are some people who do have infertility issues. And my mom had me at 23 years old. I'm 23 right now. And I'm not even thinking about having no kids. I don't even know what I would do with a kid. Like, what would I even do with a baby right now? Like, I just be thinking about that sometimes. Like, what would I even do with a baby? What am I gonna do with it? I gotta feed it. I gotta change it. I gotta, like, play with it and stuff. Like, where would I even put it? Like, my room is already small enough. Like, what am I gonna do with a baby? What am I gonna do with a baby? Like, I don't know. Having kids, that shit ain't nowhere on my mind. But listen, like, if you want to have kids in your early 20s, like, do it. If you want to wait till you, like, 30, 40 years old, then shit, do it, right? And you don't want to have children either, like, that's cool too. So this whole wife versus baby mama. Okay, so you can choose your child's parents, but I just feel like your child can't choose their parents. And I don't think that the two can be compared. I don't even like the term baby mama or baby mother. I just feel like it's mad degrading. Like, you done carried that baby for 9 months. And by the looks of it, I mean, pregnancy is not no fucking walk in the park. Let's be real. So I just feel like you can't compare the mother of your child to your wife, right? And some people go into things thinking that they'll be both, right? Hoping to be both, right? Or to be just one, being the wife and also being the mother of the child. But sometimes, you know, life doesn't always go as planned the way that we want it to. In a legal sense, from my understanding, yes, being a wife, like, it has so many benefits to it. It just has so many benefits to it that the mother of your child just would never be able to see. So, like, first off, let's just say that the husband does cheat, right? And you're going to go to court. The wife is legally entitled to everything. And I literally mean everything, like, when they divorce, like, property, right? Half his wealth. There's alimony, right? And that's really why they say it's cheaper to keep her. Like, it really is. Like, that divorce is gonna fucking hurt your pockets. And also, like, when the husband dies, right, as the wife, you are legally in charge of his body, like, automatically, and his insurance. So yes, being a wife does have plenty of benefits. And I think that some women who are, like, bitter kind of take jabs at being a wife and saying that, oh, like, you know, being a wife don't mean nothing. I just feel like in a legal sense, like, yeah, being a wife does come with more. Whereas if you're just the mother of his child, all you really got is some child support, but you're not really entitled to much more than that. And honestly, I'm not here to advocate for marriage. I'm a strong believer in the fact that marriage can hold you back, right? And that marriage just isn't for everyone, honestly. So it's like, when you strive to have the ring and the wife title, right, really sit and think, like, is this man helping you grow or is he hindering your growth? Okay, so next is this whole, oh, I got whooped and I turned down fine. No, baby, you did not. You fear authority. You can't speak up or make sound decisions for yourself. And you got trust issues, right? And you show obvious signs of trauma and resentment. So this type of response is coming from people who are knocked upside the head with any item their parent had within arm's length, right? I mean, punched in the face, beaten until bruised or worse, bloody, right? And, you know, my parents say all the time that they turned out fine. And just from a simple conversation, I mean, and they grew up, like, what, in the 70s? And, you know, they had older parents who grew up even earlier than that. So, you know, they was getting whooped. I mean, like, getting whooped with a switch, with cords, they were telling me. I'm just like, ugh, like, how is that shit okay? And it's just like I said, like, from a simple observation, I can clearly see that they did not turn out fine. And it's just like, seriously, you got beat like a fucking slave. And you want to tell me you turned out fine? That you're obedient? No. No, 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 no. I got whooped, okay? I'm going to be so real with you. It made me fear my parents. But you know what? I was more sneaky, and I was able to cover my ass. So, you know, I also found myself unable to open up about certain things. Like, I've carried so much pain as a child that now at 23, I'm just now finally opening up and speaking about it. And that is such a heavy burden to carry. So, you know, what really freaks me out is hearing people talk about the ass whoopings they can't wait to give their unborn when they act up. I'm like, you're already thinking about inflicting pain on your unborn child for shit that you can talk out with your child. Like, I don't understand physical discipline. I don't understand ass whoopings. I will never understand it. It is just, I mean, I will never, I can't. I can never sit here and advocate for it. Like, I can't. That shit does not, like, sit well with me. Like, your child isn't even here yet, and you're already talking about what you're going to do with them when they misbehave. Like, you're not even thinking about doing better or changing your, like, parenting techniques. Like, I don't know. It doesn't sit well with me. Like, are you all right? Like, what is going on in your head? It doesn't make sense to me. Fuck ass whoopings. That's just how I am. Fuck you. What do you mean that's just how you are? So you're not willing to make no improvements, right? You're just fine being complacent. You're just fine, right? Just being how you are, the way you are. What? I'm always checking myself and I'm always trying to see what can be improved, honestly. I know that some things really just can't be changed. Like, it's not an issue. It's just really you. This journey of self-exploration has its moments, but I'm really learning so much about myself. And now I look at others, and because I'm just so consciously aware of damn near everything, and honestly, I've kind of always been like this, like, really super observant, and it's just like, a lot of shit bugs me out now, and it's just like, I get it, and I think the difficult part is admitting that you have shit to work on. Honestly, it took me a while to see that I had a lot of flaws, and I'm manipulative, or, okay, like, I have trust issues, I have controlling issues, for example. And now it's just moving into the space, like, how can I fix this? How can I work towards healing the part of me that feels like I have to manipulate? How can I move towards healing the part of me that feels like I have to control? Having self-awareness and also putting in the work to fix those things that you're aware of, right? And also just holding yourself accountable, right? Because this is like, when you get to that point where you realize that you're like, damn, am I really moving like this, right? Or this the way that I be thinking, that's the mindset that I possess. When you get to that point, you just start to look at things a lot differently. And now you want to put in the work to fix those things because you know that it's not cool, right? You don't want to live like that. You don't want to say, that's just how I am. And yeah, you know, like, when that moment hits you, that's when you make the decision to really start making changes.